Good evening. Thank you for being here. We will now hear from the NATO Secretary General and President Zelensky.
Good afternoon, and a warm welcome to President Zelensky. Dear Volodymyr, it is great to welcome you here in Brussels. We last met in London after my visit 2 weeks ago to Kiev, and of course we spoke about Ukraine's most urgent needs and how best NATO can continue to support you, building on the important decisions Allied leaders made in Washington. On Monday, I visited the new NATO command in Wiesbaden, which will coordinate the security assistance and training for Ukraine. The men and women there are already hard at work to ensure that they can deliver for Ukraine so that you can prevail. To do this, it will be essential that we continue to provide military aid. And yesterday I announced that allies are well on track to deliver on the financial pledge we made in Washington, with 20.9 billion euros in military assistance provided in the first half of this year, and we are on track to get to the 40 billion for the full year. So NATO is working with Ukraine, bringing you ever closer to the alliance. And we are also working with other partners to bolster security for us all. We just concluded, before the President arrived, the first session of our NATO Defence Ministerial is a meeting that included the European Union and our Indo-Pacific partners. And of course, Ukraine was also high on the agenda of that meeting. It was the first meeting when we had Australia, Japan, Korea, New Zealand participating in this format. A clear sign of our deepening cooperation in the face of our shared challenges. The war in Ukraine has shown that instability in Europe can have far-reaching consequences across the world, and that countries thousands of miles away, as far away as Iran, China and even North Korea, can become security spoilers in our own backyard. Our world is closely linked, and so is our security. China has become a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. And it cannot continue to fuel the biggest conflict in Europe since the Second World War without this impacting on its interests and reputation. Iran and North Korea are fueling Russia's war machine with missiles and drones in return for support for the military industries. So we must be clear-eyed in our assessment of the challenges we face. And we must work with our like-minded partners to address our shared challenges and uphold our common values. At our summit in Washington, NATO agreed to deepen practical cooperation with our Indo-Pacific partners. And today we discussed our joint efforts, including on support for Ukraine, defense production and innovation, cyber defense, countering disinformation and new technologies, including artificial intelligence. I want to take this opportunity to thank our Indo-Pacific partners and the EU for their outstanding support for Ukraine, including today the announcements made by Australia about the delivery of tanks to Ukraine. We are determined to work ever more closely together to defend our democratic values and to promote a world based on the rule of law, not the rule of force. Finally, I'm looking forward tonight to the NATO-Ukraine Council working dinner this evening and to our discussions. President Zelensky, dear Volodymyr, it is great to have you here at NATO headquarters. I look forward to the day that Ukraine is here as a member of this alliance. And until then, we will continue to do all that we can to ensure Ukraine prevails. This is vital for our shared security. And with that, Volodymyr, it's an honor to give you the floor.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you very much, dear Mark, dear journalists. This is already our third meeting with Mark Rutte in his new role as NATO Secretary General, and it fully reflects the level of our relationship between Ukraine and the alliance, between both of us. Yes, thank you so much, Mark. Ukraine truly deserves to become the 33rd NATO member one day, and we must do everything to ensure this happens. That is why the first fundamental point in the victory plan is the invitation to NATO. Ukrainians have shown that we can defend shared values, and we are standing against Russia, the biggest threat to Europe and global peace. In our revolutions, we've proven that we truly value democracy. NATO's rules say that any country that shares common values and can help strengthen and protect others can join the allies. Right now, inviting Ukraine to join NATO would strengthen us diplomatically and bring us closer to real and, what is very important, fair peace. Being determined is the surest path to peace, and this is a realistic path. Everything Ukrainians have achieved so far seemed impossible not so long ago. Ukraine has withstood Russia's full-scale attack and is defending against the invasion. And we remain united, as does Europe. And we are boosting our defense capabilities and weapons production and coordinating like never before. Our skies are protected by Patriots, NASAMS, IRIS-T, Crotale, Hawk, and other systems from our partners. We are very thankful to our partners. And thanks to global support, we have saved thousands of lives. F-16s are already in our skies. Not too much for today, but anyway, we have them. And we are preparing to receive planes from France. Our soldiers hold the front lines with weapons from around the world, from America to Sweden, Turkey to Canada, and it would be wrong, of course, to leave Ukraine politically outside the alliance when, in practice, Ukraine is already part of NATO. That is why I'm grateful to every leader and every country that supports us. This is entirely fair. And I thank all the defense companies. Of course, Mark mentioned about it. It's so important from partner countries that have already come to work in Ukraine and are producing weapons on our soil or in cooperation with us, with our companies. And I thank everyone helping to rebuild our infrastructure after Russia attacks, especially now before winter, difficult winter. Every leader who praises Ukrainians' resilience is really talking about our partnership. All the countries providing equipment, helping with reconstruction and supporting us with air defense systems. Ukraine, together with our partners, knows how to achieve its goals. And this is what matters most. There are commitments made at the NATO summit in Washington in July, and we are still waiting for those commitments to be fulfilled, but we are thankful to our partners. It's very important to deliver on what is announced in support packages swiftly. And lives of our soldiers at the front depend exactly on it. And we need to strengthen the training missions and initiatives that really work to protect against Russian aggression, and not only in NATO countries, but also in Ukraine. We have concluded nearly 30 bilateral security agreements with our partners. This is a set of agreements that are needed by both Ukraine and all of the Europe. And we count on the readiness of NATO members to ensure the already announced financial assistance to Ukraine in the amount totally of 40 billion euros by the next NATO summit in The Hague. And I thank everyone who helps us, helps Ukraine. And today, at the meeting of our Ukraine-NATO Council, we will focus on the steps that will provide us with more protection, more security. Thanks so much. Thanks, Mark, for the invitation. Slava Ukraine. Thanks so much.